know, burns holes in his clothes and leaves things around, you'd say is
careless.
A person who makes up his mind and won't change it no matter what.
To be stubborn.
And if a person gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning and goes on long walks and has stuffed owls in his house and does strange things like that, you'd say he's...
Oh, I would say he's mainly ill.
And you'd be right, too.
I would say he'd be off.
Yeah.
His mind would be...
Would this mean he's queer? Or?
Yeah.
Could be. But I would say he's more mainly ill. I remember the day that I would, I was in the barber shop getting a haircut, and an old man came in there, flashlight in his hand. He said he'd taken that person to the store, and an old boy sold it to him on no good, and he made his old boy fix it, and he just kept pulling it. He kept pulling that flashlight down, turning it off and on.
You gotta make sure it worked.
I knew you got talking about he used his flashlight for snakes at night. He had snakes on his mind. See. I bet that's all he dreamed of when he'd go to sleep, snakes.
You're going to get him, right?
Yeah, that flashlight.
What did you do? It didn't work, and he did what?
He taken it back to the old boy, sold him to him, made him fix it. He said, yeah. What's wrong with it? He just kept pulling that thing out, turning it on. I was in a barber chair there. I hope I never get that way.
Oh, boy, I hope I never do, too.
You can't avoid those. You can't have to have a family.
Yeah? You just can't control it, I guess.
No, family out east
farther here. Well, this old boy had his fishing pond. I stand down poison the lake. He passed away. Well, I don't know. He had a pretty good load on his hand. He borrowed a lot of money. Kind of left her a pinch. Beforehand, she was taking too many diet pills to lose some weight. She overdone it. They had her up at the supply hospital up here. She went off. So she went off a time or two since he passed away. And here about 2 weeks ago, she up went off, I guess, one morning. She started cleaning up house. She turned all the faucets on in the house. They got a nice house, $30,000-$40,000 home, all carpet. Turned the faucets on, and then she jerked the clothes drying washing machine away from the wall and tore out all the cabinets out of the kitchen, turned the water on, and just left it in the basement full of water and all the carpets and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they got up flying down the house just like she left it.
Oh.
She had something on her mind, see, when she's cleaning the house.
Yeah. Have any children?
We have two.
They didn't clean up the house or anything?
They just don't leave like this. This one, she got one daughter. She gave her a hard time. She's been married two or three times. Can't ever settle down. This boy, he's a good old kid, but he's just taking about all he can take.
Just doesn't want to have any more to do with it.
If she'd have moved to town, let this old kid move on a home place after his husband died, it'd have worked out. She wouldn't do it. Boy, they had a nice home. That's a shame. Put acid all over the carpet, some kind of acid.
Acid?
I think what she had in mind has been working on it. His daughter of hers, I think, been trying to take over the house, move in. And she's yet bound, determined not to let her move in, and that's one way, I think, is on her mind, one way, not letting her get in there.
Yeah.
It just worked on her, see.
That would do it.
Yeah, she's a nice home. I feel sorry for her.
Gee, that's too bad. Oh, to get back to this fellow who gets angry if you play a joke on him.
Yeah.
What did you say you'd call him? You say he's...
Oh, when I said he's mentally ill? No,
Let's just say it's a fellow who has no sense of humor and you can't play a joke on him.
Oh, that's one I didn't know of.
That's all right. You know, see, you're not supposed to put a red flag in front of a bull because if you do, you'll make him